Welcome to the dumpster fire. Sit back, relax, pop you a cold one, because we're going to tell you some tales soon. Sit down right over there and let Taters and Ribs tell you a story right by the dumpster fire. Hey, man, we're back, man. We got a new format. We're doing things different. We got out of the wrestling game. Not completely, but...
I mean, I personally think just talking about wrestling was choking us and holding back our full potential. So it's just going to be us two or whoever decides to want to join us at that time just bullshitting.
Yeah, we're still gonna do some wrestling stuff. Not tonight, but we ain't gave up on that completely because that's still a passion we both have in both of our hearts. And when the time is right, we'll be back at you with that. But right now, we want to talk about something that that Adrian holds dear to his heart, as do I.
Yeah, I mean, we've had many memories with this man. A man that goes by many names. Ray, Blade, Easy, the good uncle. But I know him as my dad. And it seemed like every member of my family had that one moment involving my father that they just hold dear to him.
I've had a few. Some I shouldn't talk about, some I can. But we'll get into that.
He wants you to do. Tell it anyway. Just try to censor it somewhat.
I can replace a few things in the stories if I have to.
It's not like having a three-way with some chick that shall remain nameless.
Dynamite.
I'm talking about you.
No, that didn't happen with him anyway.
I wish it was me.
Oh, Lord. Bloop, bloop.
I don't talk about things like that.
What would he want you to do?
I don't know. Sit here, drink, and then... Tell stories about the days of yore.
Well, I think we could start mild and then build up to some of the more wilder ones.
Yeah, we can't do the finish right away.
Well, I mean, your dad was a guy. I'm talking going back to our younger years, along with my dad, that got the two of us into wrestling to start with.
Yeah,
few other.
He didn't really pay attention to storylines or anything. He was like watching TV beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, well, there was a few other family members that would come along here and there just to watch the shows, but it was usually them two together. We live walking distance. I mean, yeah, more than walking distance.
Like four or five houses down from each other.
Houses, yeah.
Holly Acres.
The Acres is not a place I would raise my kids today.
Fuck it. I'm gonna say we grew up in a trailer park.
Hell yeah, just like Festus and Jesse, you mess with us, you mess with the whole damn trailer park.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy.
Maybe I'm ready. Of course I'd be Festus.
Well, Festus got on to do better things than Jesse. Jesse was actually Terry Gordy's son, but hey, we said we weren't gonna talk about wrestling.
Hey, I like me some
Terry Van Gordy. Yeah, Jesse was his son, and he ain't doing crap now. And Festus, as hell, that's Luke Gallows. Anywho.
Yeah. Anyway.
But that's. Go back to the 90s, I guess. I don't have too many that I remember just being young.
I was way too young to remember. Some of the stuff back way back from the Holly Acres days.
Oh, man, I remember a few, but they're far and in between. It's mostly wrestling and our parents getting together.
Or there's a friend, you'll probably remember, Dina.
Yeah, I still talk to her.
Yeah, and her and... somebody was horse-playing in
the
recliner right next to the sliding glass door.
Oh,
and yes. somebody ends up taking a tumble outside the open sliding glass door.
Who could that have been?
It probably was my drunk father. And my mama was hollering Ray the whole time, just Ray! Ray!
Didn't those steps have like a messed up rail on them?
Yeah, no, it didn't. And this was when it didn't have anything at all.
Okay.
It was a straight drop.
I knew it was something like that, man.
Our parents didn't give a fuck about our safety back then.
Fuck no, not in the early 90s, shit.
No, see we'd be barreling down that hill in Holly Acres on our bikes, not wearing a single helmet.
One person had a deck, right? And it was up by their house, except it wasn't secured to the house. And it was fucking like, I don't know, 5 or 6 inches from it, right? And I'm sitting there like 5 years old or so. My leg falls in between it and I'm stuck. And like, I probably sat there for an hour and a half before someone came to help me. And get this, if somebody had left their old nudie mags out there, I got a gander at them. By the time I made it home that evening, I was asking my dad why my women shaved down there.
That was an awkward conversation to have with your father.
I'm pretty sure I got grounded for that. No. I don't remember the aftermath of that. I just remember the whole story of me asking him that. I'm pretty sure it wasn't pleasant.
I mean, and he was just going to your daddy with a question.
Yeah, depending on their age, if my boys ask me that, I'd try to investigate a little bit, probably. Like,
yeah. Look, if your oldest were to ask it, you'd understand.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, he's been in sex ed and everything in school. That's a whole nother ball game. But I digress.
Let me digress. I mean, there's plenty of memories that people have of him, like even working at Fairfax Lumber in Millward.
Many, many family Christmases. They'd show up at least for a little while. And, you know, they always done a lot of drinking and dancing. Easy was one that would take his shirt off early in the party.
He get hot.
Especially at family get-togethers.
I mean, I don't think there's a picture that I haven't seen, or that I've seen, that he didn't have a beer in his hand.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, that's just who he was.
And it was back in my younger days, it was always Milwaukee Spitz.
I got a lot of older family members that stuck to that. I've never once tried it, to be honest with you.
Really? You don't try to be wrestling in Milwaukee,
huh? No. I take that back. I'm thinking of another one that was similar. It's still out, but it's rare to find. Not Milwaukee's best. No, it's from another town name. I just can't think of it right now. I'd have to Google it. No, it was Old Milwaukee I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they still sell Old Milwaukee.
I know, I see it, but I've never once tried it.
They sell it at Walmart here.
The original Milwaukee's Best, I took a sip of one time when I was like 14. I maybe a little younger, maybe 13. I didn't go well. So yeah, once I got a little older, I did get into the ice a little bit when I was getting other people to buy it for me, but it's a different story.
I have a case of ice sitting right here.
Hey, that's what you like. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I mean, what's wrong with a beer every night?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hell.
Just that's when you make it ahead.
Yeah, I don't mind an adult beverage here or there myself. It's when you can't function throughout your day where you know you have a problem.
Yeah. We could both do it. He was an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. But he
would work his ass off and then come home. I mean, sometimes he would drink on the job.
But he was smart, and he worked his tail off, man. I remember at IACT, for those of you... may not be in the bubble. IACT is Indian Acres Club at Thornburg. That man would outwork everyone.
Drunk or sober.
I worked there for, I gave that place 4 years of my life, years and years ago. My very first day there, man, they said, you go with EZ and he'll show you the place. Dude, we rode around on a golf cart all day long. We may have cut one little field. And this was back when I was like 17. A long time ago now.
Nah, it couldn't have been when you were 17, because you started after I moved down here right after I turned 18.
That was my second time back there. I started in 2002.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
come down this way from Fairfax until 2004.
I've done 2 years stints, two different times, about 8 years apart or so, something like that. 2002, 2003, I think I quit, I don't remember, towards the end of 2003 or early 04, and I went back, I think, in 2008, not quite that long, but I said I'd never go back, but then the opportunity came, they offered me more money, and I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and Joe, I'll give you a job.
Second time, Joe was gone. Joe was long gone.
Oh, yeah.
But the first time, yeah, Joe wasn't in management yet. He may have been like a assistant to Steve. He just got hired or something. I think he was a mechanic when I started, if I'm not mistaken.
He was probably just still maintenance. General maintenance.
He was general maintenance, but he was mostly the mechanic. He worked on all the vehicles and stuff, mostly. But when we pulled in there to the guards gate the first time ever, I asked for Ray Carneal, and he came up on a golf cart with someone else and said, y'all follow me, I'll bring you to where you have to apply at. The rest is history.
The rest is history.
History for sure, because that place went downhill hardcore after Easy and a lot of us in that crew left.
And now most of them are dropping like flies.
Yeah, we done lost quite a few of them. Easy, Shy's gone, Mama D's gone. I can name so many. And some of them left and sued the place. And I'll talk about that.
this is new to me. He might have to tell me this off camera.
It was Wanda, the lady that worked in the office, the head of administration. I don't give a crap. What's she going to do, not hire me? I own my own damn business.
Tina.
I think Tina may or may not. I haven't talked to her in a while. Won't Tina. It was Wanda. She was above Tina. Tina's good people. That was my partner in crime.
I honestly wasn't a big fan.
Oh, yeah, man. She's never had a crossword with her, not once, man. The boyfriend she's got now, I don't even know if they're married yet, but I thought he was a hell of a dude. For some reason, years ago, he booted me off his Facebook and won't accept my friend request. It's the end of the world as we know it.
I feel
more than fine. I don't give a shit. I just said that because it's part of the story.
Or about how when you were cutting one of the fields and you ran over some gravel and you shot the rock through one of the windows in the admin building.
It wasn't the admin building, it was the clubhouse. And I was 17 just getting started. I didn't see the rocks. And they gave you a damn zero turn without baggers. Like shit happens, though. It wasn't my fault. I mean.
The famous X mark.
Yeah, that thing caught on fire. They were famous for that back in the day.
Well, that's because when Joe was the mechanic.
Right?
And of course,
you
blame it on operator error.
My second run there, man, in 08 to 2010, we had a dude, I think his name was Casey. I don't know his last name. Still don't. But he drove a Kubota tractor up a steep hill in eighth gear. He didn't make it up that hill. The tractor wound up on its side. Yeah, he flipped the hell out of it.
Easy telling me this story about how he flipped it. Didn't Meat work at Indian Acres at one point too?
He did for a little while.
We just recently lost him too.
God rest his soul. I don't think he was cut out for that type of work. If he could stay on the tractor all day, he was fine. But he couldn't get out and like do a whole lot of physical stuff. With Meat, one time he got out of the tractor, man. He was trying to pick some stuff up off the ground. I forget what it was. Man, his britches kept falling down every time he'd move. It'd be around his ankles. After about four times, I'm standing there doing my damnedest not to laugh. He looked at me and said, "Go ahead and laugh." I was. Like, dude, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry, man. The dude was like 400 pounds and... It was a comical situation. It was nothing against him at all. But, I mean, he was a good sport. I did not laugh, at least where he could see me. I tried to hide my damnedest to hide it. Oh, God rest his soul, though. I mean, he used to pick me up from work with your dad. Pick me up, take me to work, and drive me home. I gave your dad that moped, actually.
Was that the one he wrecked going down Devil's Three Jump and ended up in the woods?
I don't know. I remember I had painted it. I don't know why I painted it, but I painted it with like some house paint.
Just some regular old spray paint.
No, I'm pretty sure I brushed it on and it looked like shit.
Turned out beautiful. He used the roller there, the paintbrush.
Oh, your dad would fix it up, though. He was one hell of a mechanic himself.
Yeah, he learned all of that stuff with small engines from me.
Yeah. Those guys are where I got my love for old classic rock from. Straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to get into that one, man. Yeah, them days we partied a little more than we should have. We kept it away from work, but not always. And we were young and dumb and full of narcotics.
He used to always tell me this dude, the stories about me. There was this guy at Indian Acres he worked with. He called Slick 50.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his real name. That dude, I believe he caused a lot of issues with other people.
What caused him to get fired from Indian Acres was they were throwing randoms on people.
Yeah, they've done that a lot. Like, they drug test the hell out of people.
And he was like, I'm going to fail this because I just did a couple of lines on my way to work this morning.
Yeah, straight up told him. Damn, what was his real name? He went by another nickname. Worked for Bill Green, and he wound up stealing a couple chainsaws from him.
Wow. Why would you do that to Ral?
Oh, Bill Green was my mentor, man. I loved him to death. I went to his... He was Joe, man. He spoiled Joe Beasley from the time he was a baby, man. He told me stories of him bringing Joe as a baby into Lake Caroline to meet him, and he spoiled him ever since then.
Yeah, and... I mean, him and my granddad were really close.
Oh, yeah, and I got really close to him, man. I swear to God I did, until I had to move away. He had a thing for my grandma, too. Well, yeah, he had a big crush on her. I don't think she really gave him the time of day, but I wish she would have, because he was one hell of a man. Damn shame, man. I miss him a lot. Dude, man, he'd get me every day, or I'd come out to a shop, and we'd go out, we'd cook chicken, and catered chicken at parties. I'm talking like 500 pieces of chicken at a time. Shit. Pay me $100 a day to cut up shit that had fell over in a road during a storm. I'll take care of his son's goats. I mean, dude treated me like family, even though I was working for him.
Building seawalls with him.
Oh, we built a bunch of seawalls, and that was fun work. And he feed us every day, man, like, on top of our pay, he'd take us out to lunch, mostly McDonald's or Arby's.
It was better than nothing.
Oh, man. Not one day went by we worked with him, he didn't feed us.
Hell, when I was working with him, I was just happy to make $10 an hour.
That sauce, man. Have you tried that barbecue sauce he made famous?
No.
Oh, man, I don't have the exact recipe, but I get it pretty damn close from seeing all the ingredients he had sitting in the shop. Pretty fucking close. I got some out now in the house. I added Carolina Reaper peppers, too, so it's like his sauce, but, yeah, it'll burn you a new one.
Like, we could just go on and on about my father and people that were involved with him. Like, if my aunt, she would want to go out to a bar or wherever, and she'd ask my granddad, hey, can I go out tonight? She's like, yeah. Or he'd be like, yeah, but you got to take Ray with you. And she'd be like, fuck. I can't do nothing with Ray there. So, she'd have to get him good and drunk beforehand. I mean, like, so drunk that he'd end up, like, locked in his chair, like, I'm not moving. I ain't doing shit. And then she'd go on and have herself a good time. But if anybody were to fuck with her and she came over to him and said, hey, this guy's fucking with me, he'd get up and beat their asses.
That whole getting people mad drunk thing must run in the family. I've known others to get people that drunk on purpose for their own reasons. I'm not going to name any names.
But he
Nanny.
Never heard to shy away from a fight.
No, he just wasn't scared of it. I mean, if he got his ass beat, cool. If he beat someone's ass, cool. I mean, he didn't give a shit. He wasn't afraid of pain.
Or like your uncle. There was this, they were at somewhere getting drunk, obviously. And this guy, he tried to mug him. He's saying he knew Kung Fu and all of this shit. So Perry and my father just proceed to beating the hell out of this dude. Perry's grabbing a fucking bumper jet and just waylays this guy over the head.
That's what Perry used to call an alley biscuit. Any damn thing you can find to get your hands on that you could use as a weapon. Alley biscuit.
Crowbar,
anything. Alley biscuit and crowbar needs to be our new nicknames in the messenger thing.
Alley biscuit and crowbar.
Fuck taters and ribs. We're alley biscuit and crowbar.
Crowbar and bumper jack.
Hey, it's better than crowbar, David Flair, and Daphne. Hey, I just saw where Crowbar's back in ROH, by the way. I just got to throw that in there.
I haven't had the opportunity to watch any ROH recently.
It may not be recently. It's on the Stadium channel, and they play older episodes from like a couple months ago or so. Like, the last one that I saw a week or so ago played was like right after the Madison Square Garden show. But still, it's pretty cool to see old-ass Crowbar back whooping someone's ass on a wrestling show.
Well, when I stopped watching it, PCO was champion.
I ain't kept up with it recent times. I didn't see who the champion was when I watched. I just saw that match. I was like, holy shit, it's Crowbar. I know him.
Rich Frankenstein.
He was in...
I thought he was one of the
Rougeaus
and the
Quebecers. He was. But he changed his first name and his middle name around.
It was Pierre Carlo Wiet or some shit?
Yeah. Something like that. Let's see. Am I still recording? Fuck yeah, I could do that. And Google shit. Since I'm using my phone. Pierre Carl Allet, however the fuck you pronounce it. He was back when the Mountie decided he didn't want to be a Mountie no more, but dressed the same and changed the lyrics to a song making fun of Mounties.
I love the Mountie.
They're like, we're not the Mounties, as we always get our man. I don't know the whole storyline behind that. I guess they didn't have one. They just changed.
They just blamed it. And Monday night was always a religious event or a religious night in a carnal household.
Shit, I remember before that, it was Saturday nights. Hell, Saturday night, WCW Saturday night, 6:05 on TBS. I remember, I don't know the exact details, but I remember there's a few times I heard your mama bitching about us all watching wrestling. At least back in the Acres. Probably mine too.
We did.
Literally. Yeah, man, if we could be grown as we are now and go back to them times and hang out with them dudes.
Well, we can't go back in time.
Can be recreated though.
Yeah.
Perry, man, he used to say before you're before Easy got really into the alcoholism, that dude, he was somebody. I mean, even after he was drinking a lot, you didn't want to fuck with him. But he said before, back when he still had a full head of hair, that he was a motherfucker you would not fuck with. That he'd drop you with one punch. Perry, as badass as he was, said he was scared of him back in them days.
Of course, my dad was built like a brick shithouse.
Oh, man, for sure. From what I hear, I haven't seen any pictures other than what you've showed me, really.
And now a word from another sponsor. Turf Unlimited, LLC. Serving the Martinsville, Henry County area. Now's the time to be thinking about your lawn over the winter. Do you want it to stay dormant? Or would you like it to stay green and healthy during this cold season? Now's the time to be thinking about winterizer. We start our applications mid-November through December. You can contact us at facebook.com/TurfUnlimited, TurfUnlimitedLLC @gmail.com, or give us a call, 276-226-3829. Turf Unlimited, there for all your lawn and garden needs.
I could go on and on.
What is that watermelon story you told me about before we started?
He was with another friend of the family in Washington, D.C., selling watermelons at a farmer's market. They got up there the night before, and my dad wakes up in the middle of the night and hears some rustling outside. He goes, "Hey, man, somebody's trying to steal somebody's watermelon." So the family friend goes, "All right, I'll handle this." Pulls out, I'd say at least a .357 or a .44, and just pulls it out the window and fires it up in the air. And all of a sudden, from underneath the truck, you hear somebody's head or something hit the drive shaft. And he just crawls out from underneath it, watermelon tucked in his arm like a football. And he keeps firing up in the air. And every time he would fire, the person would just run faster and faster.
If you're firing up in the air, you're not trying to shoot somebody. You're playing a game. Well, times have changed. You ain't going into D.C. with a gun today.
Yeah, because it's a federal offense now.
I mean, you can do it as long as you don't get caught. But if you do get caught, which is fucked up and an infringement on our Second Amendment rights, and fuck D.C. for that. I don't care who I offend. We ain't the wrestling podcast no more.
Yeah, and Governor Blackface.
Oh, Lord, man. Imagine what your dad would say about that.
Let's string him up.
Old Coon Man, don't you go up that pole, Electric Man.
My lucky man, don't you go up that pole.
Chips is Rose.
Sitting on the porch with the shotgun, drinking a
fifth
of whiskey.
There's a bottle of Wild Irish Rose from the story I heard.
I thought it was a fifth of whiskey.
I remember Rose because that story prompted me to go out and try it. And back then, I mean, it was sold everywhere.
I'll drink it if I have a craving for it. They don't
sell
the good shit like that anymore. Wild Irish Rain.
It's around, but it's not everywhere.
You gotta go to the fucking holes in the wall.
Food Lion, I think, might have it. I think I've seen it there. I haven't had it in years.
Boone's Farm,
it
tasted like Kool-Aid.
Mad Dog 2020. And no, that's not a political campaign. That's an alcohol.
Hey, General Mad Dog needs to run for president or something. Yeah, 2024. Mad Dog 2024. thinking about Pelosi ripping up the State of the Union?
I think that Congress lady need to go up that pole. To find out what happened.
I honestly think it was an act of treason.
It's legal. It's
the First Amendment.
I guess. As much as I despise it, I can't disagree with right to expression. But I don't think she'll have it. I think this will be her final term.
Yeah, if her being a drunk bitch doesn't kill her first.
Old age.
She looks like a fucking skeleton.
She went into Congress in 1987. Dude, it's 2020 now.
30-some years later.
Right?
But I mean, look at Strom Thurmond. He was 103 when he died. He was a senator till he died.
Yeah. I heard about him. I wasn't really into politics or nothing back in them days.
And supposedly he was a member of the Klan.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Oh, lordy, lordy. Any more memories you got? I got a couple.
No, do you have any time left on the recording?
Yeah, like, as much as we want.
Oh, because it's not doing the whole 30 minutes thing?
It is, but we're on the second one. We are at 5 minutes and 31 seconds on this one.
Okay.
We got a lot of time. Well, I was his and Perry's designated driver quite a few times when I was first learning how to drive. Go to this little bar, I think on Route 2, I think it was called Phil's or something like that.
I thought it was New Post.
Yeah, it's different now. It's changed hands a bunch of times. Phil and Lil were the owners, literally.
New Post is shut down.
I don't know. You come off of 606 on the Route 2 and make that left, and it's like not that far down the road on the left.
Yeah.
Been a long time. It might be shut down. It was,
See, I was thinking once you get off of 17, or once you pass 17 when you go on the Route 2, or when you're on Route 2.
Yeah, there's a few things out there. I'm not too familiar with it anymore. It's been a long time. Anyways, it was a good song. Come on the radio. You know, I'm driving them home. I swear to you, man, louder I turn the radio up, the louder he would talk. Me and Perry sitting there trying to jam this song, having a good old time. And old Easy won't having it. He was like, fuck y'all's music. We get back to Perry's, man. We went down to the shed, man. They both passed out. And I was like 17 or 16 maybe even then. Yeah, they got a fridge full of beer and I'm sitting here with nothing to do. Oh, Lord, man. Yeah, we had some good times, man, and I swear, not always PC or kid appropriate, but
no, wasn't at all.
But we had some good times, nonetheless. Each time he'd see me, man, no matter what, he'd be like, Charlie, come on over here, Charlie. Good old boy. There's a time in Indian Acres, somebody had to go down into a manhole and fix a fix some pipes or something. And nobody would do it but him. I mean, nobody. He went in down there, and when he came back up, the job was done, everything was fixed, but he was covered head to toe. Had to go home.
Covered head to toe in what?
Oh, do I gotta say it?
Yeah.
Shit.
Covered head to toe in shit.
Yeah, he went down into a sewer in a manhole. He got the job done, but I swear to you, he went home. Man, nobody wanted to be around him because of that. And he wasn't about to finish the day.
That's like if you want to get sent home from work, surefire thing. All you got to do is shit yourself.
I've never done that. But yeah, I can see how that would work.
I have. I was like, man, I gotta go home. I just shit myself.
Adrian?
Yeah?
So something just happened.
What?
I think we gotta cut this short. I just shit myself. No, not really.
I just shit my pants.
And
he was like, really? I was like, yeah, you
want to
smell?
Well, I do gotta ask you something. I don't know if you're going to like it, but I got to ask this question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How big is Batista's dick?
I knew it was coming. I don't know. Why don't you ask Dana Brooke?
Or Bruce Pritchard?
Or Bruce Pritchard.
Shaka Khan.
God damn!
Yeah.
Thank you, Tessa Blanchard, for taking the heat off of Jim Cornette.
I don't give a shit. I love me some Tessa Blanchard.
Fucking Tessa Blanchard, Mark.
Yeah, it is what it is. She's going to earn her way without everyone saying it was handed to her because of her family.
Magnum TA Razor.
Oh, yeah. But still, she's going to do the indie thing and be a big star there until she's worth enough, just like many others have, McIntyre being one of them.
Oh, did you hear about Triple H trying to sign Okada?
No, I missed that. I need to pay better attention.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to because Okada's life is perfect in Japan. He get 100% of his merch sales, 10% of the gate, and a few other things. There is no way in hell that Vince is going to allow that kind of contract.
Oh, dude, I just read that PCO in the WWF, his name was John Pierre Layette, or Lafitte.
Jean-Pierre Lafitte.
Yeah. Or Lafitte, something, however they pronounced it. He wrestled wearing an eye patch.
Oh, yeah, that whole pirate gimmick.
Back in, like, the In Your House days, he wrestled Bret Hart. And
we said we'd get away from wrestling, but now what are we talking about?
Well, that's who we are.
Fuck it. Oh, yeah. I know this Christmas was a couple of months ago, but I got me a sweet-ass little console that plays old NES games and Super Nintendo games. It's pretty bitchin'.
I bet it is.
Figure out how I'm going to find, like, a Zapper or something so I can play fucking Duck Hunt.
Fuck yeah. I'd be happy with all them old games. I hated that damn dog.
That fucking dog.
I'd wanna...
Easiest way to hit every shot in Duck Hunt is you put the zapper underneath a lamp and point it right at the light and just fire it.
Oh. Never heard that before. I always try to shoot the dog because that motherfucker would laugh at you every time you miss.
I fucking hate that dog.
That's all right. That was back in the 80s. That dog's dead now. We won.
I'd rather play
play shooting thing. Yeah, it was fun. And then I'd get into Mario. It was a time all those games came on one game. It was Duck Hunt and Mario on the same cartridge.
That's the cartridge I got. I've only got two NES games.
Both
involve Mario.
I don't think there was a Duck Hunt by itself. I don't remember. I know there was a Mario by itself.
No, it wasn't. It was packaged with the NES console at one point that came with the zapper. The controller and the system itself.
Yeah.
I wonder if...
Damn, boys and their video games.
I wonder if it would be possible for me to find a Game Genie that would work in a top loader.
I don't know. Worth Googling.
No, I might. But I wouldn't meet... I mean... I wouldn't need the code booklet or anything because I have the internet.
Yeah, man, Game Genie, I ain't heard that in years.
Remember the power? I think, was it Shannon that had the power pad for the Nintendo, or was it Karita?
I don't know. We had a bunch of shit after a while. But I don't remember.
Shannon that had the power pad that he would jaw on it. Run on like when you were playing like that Nintendo track and field.
It was probably Karita because Shannon didn't live out there very long. Karita was a mainstay, and she was spoiled. She got taken care of probably better than anyone else in that whole place.
Yeah. I mean, David and her mama, they were great people.
Oh yeah. I love me some Grandpa David and Carol Lee.
Remember kids night at the McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
And it had, like, every single kid from Holly Acres would show up.
All of us. They started banning us from that after a while.
Going up to Morencio Plaza.
In Veterans Park.
Yeah, I remember Veterans Park.
We rode our bikes down there through the railroad tracks one time, and my mom and Joe Goff's mom came down and took our bikes, put them in her hatchback, cussed us out. I'm pretty sure I got grounded, and Joe looked at his mom, and it shocked everyone. He was just like, fuck you. And we were like, what? He was like fucking, I don't know, 9, 8, 9, 10 years old. I don't remember the ages. Mid-90s. No, back then that's something you didn't do. That's something you shouldn't do now. But back then, that was something that would get you beat the fuck down. I don't know what happened, man. He went home. I went home, and we never really talked about it. But
it's just one of those things that you just didn't speak of. The answer.
Yeah, man. Well, him and his sisters. You know, we grew up together really, really tight, all of them, and I still to this day consider them family, even though we don't talk like we used to. We lost Jessica a few years back to health issues, and the rest I think are doing pretty good as far as I know. About as good as anyone else, anyway.
When we went to OVW, we took that little detour through Woodbridge.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we did that both ways, didn't we?
Yeah, the giant kitty. That was always a landmark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're always home. We just have to get paid.
Highs market. Yeah, man. We used to go into highs all the time, man, especially when my sister was a cheerleader and we'd take her to practice. Back then, I didn't want to play football or nothing. I was out of it and having too much fun with my friends. But I did go to that cheerleading practice. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
Shit, yeah, man. I love that cheerleading practice. That's all I'm going to say about that. Hell, Easy would too if he knew my reasons.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Well, they were the same age back then.
You were too younger.
No, about a year maybe. The squad for that year, they ranged from my age to a year younger or a year older, I think. I was in fifth grade. I remember that. Because we had a big old event at the school, and they served a shitload of spaghetti. Why the fuck you'd give cheerleaders spaghetti is beyond me. But I was hoping, I was praying for a damn food fight in the cafeteria.
Remember seeing that video circulating online about somebody putting horse lash egg in the lemonade at a Christian school?
I think I heard about that.
I'll have to find it and send it to you. You know, the first person that would be looked at would be the person that's not shitting everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, don't drink that lemonade.
Well, constipated people are full of shit.
Hell, some days it seems like I have constipation of the mouth, diarrhea of the mouth, constipation of the brain.
Here's something Easy would say. How tall are you, man?
6'4".
I did not know they stack shit that high. You got any easy-isms?
Don't fuck up, I'll
keep
you
in the dick. Get on with yourself, Slick Fetty. At the high test.
Ain't no news in it.
Ain't no use in it. Oh, that. Shit.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, boy.
Yeah, man. Perry had his go with her, too, a few times. I know that for
Everybody
a fact.
Did. She was the
Spotsylvania
doorknob of all the old heads.
My Uncle David dated, almost married one of her daughters, Tina. I wish he would have. I really do. And her son, Chris, we called him Sauce because his real name was Alfredo. It was like Alfredo Christopher Lopez or something. Chris Lopez, what he went by. We called him Sauce. Anyways, a bunch of us were like standing around doing something we shouldn't one time. And he took a bunch of pictures of us. This other dude, Chris Liddick, was like, that motherfucker just took pictures of. Next thing I know, he took his fucking phone, crushed it, threw it in a dumpster. I mean, he destroyed that fucking phone. Chris couldn't find his phone one day. That same day he came back. I don't know. I guess he left it sitting around. And he destroyed that shop. I mean, top to bottom. I mean, enough. He destroyed it. He flipped out so bad the fucking cops had to be called. And that's when I decided I'm quitting this place.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Remember when they were going to start testing people for alcohol at Indian Acres?
I don't know how they would do that, but I never heard that.
they could breathalyze you.
I mean, the only way it'd work if they did it first thing in the morning when you clocked in. I mean, unless they thought somebody was drinking on the job all day, I never did that.
Yeah. Or they could breath you when you leave.
Some other people did. I partaked in a few things in my life, but I never drank on the job.
I have a few times. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I've gone to, like, some Christmas parties that we've had at, like, Golden Corral during the day. We got off early and went to, like, a bar, like, Hard Times or something, and had a few shots, but I never drank on the job at Indian Acres. I left because I was going to give my 2 weeks' notice that same day. Matter of fact, I did, but not in writing. I had to give it back in writing. Next thing I know, they're coming to get me for a drug test, and I'm like, nope, I'm just going to go home. I'm leaving town in 2 weeks. I'm not even going to be here no more. I gave a 2 weeks' notice. Why are you going to do this to me now? Which I should have took it. I'd have passed it.
You know what I would have done? I would have taken the drug test.
I should have, but it was the whole point of it, man. It's like, why are you drug testing someone that's quitting? What the hell's the point? Yeah. But I could have used it, but especially for a week or two while I was moving, but it is what it is. It's the principle behind it, man. It pissed me off more than anything. Like, I gave that place 4 years of my life, probably more. Oh. Ooh. Take it easy, man. Take it easy.
That's what we're all going to do after we finish recording this. Take it easy, kick back.
I don't know. I got to work tomorrow, but I got some asses to kick tonight. I'm just playing. I ain't doing shit. I'm just...
I do have a couple more things to say before we wrap this up.
All right.
I've never in my life knew a man that was in his 50s and would laugh as much at Tom and Jerry as my father would.
Hey, man, it was a funny show. I'd probably laugh some if I was watching it right now.
Especially if you're stoned off your ass.
Well, he did have a good time, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, or the Three Stooges.
Hell yeah, I got my kids into that recently. They love it. Oh, wise guy, huh?
See, slapstick comedy's a lost art.
Yeah, well, you gotta be too politically correct to do anything nowadays.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I'm gonna find some old Three Stooges episodes on YouTube now.
You can, and they're on other streaming services too if you have any.
Like which?
I know they were on Hulu. I gotta look on Netflix. I don't have Hulu no more. They may be on Sling.
Shameless plug.
I don't know. I ain't plugging nothing. I'm just saying what I know. But yeah, you can find them on YouTube for sure.
Damn it, man.
Over and over. It is what it is.
What the fuck else would it be? And then he'd crack open a beer. I'd say about 10:30 every morning.
Yeah, man. He made some eggs that people in the family, like, craved over, man. I don't know what he done to them. That's why I said earlier, man, if you start your restaurant, you got to have eggs over easy and spell it that way.
But he would fry eggs. He wouldn't make them runny.
No, he'd scramble them too, man, and he'd add some milk and some other ingredients like seasonings. People loved his scrambled eggs, man. Probably whatever the fuck you can find in the kitchen. Oh, yeah, why not? Fry the bologna first.
Yeah, fry the bologna first.
You give it that taste, man.
Ain't nothing like it. See, I miss the bologna sandwiches at Dylan's.
You mean like the bologna burgers?
Yeah, the thick slices of bologna.
Yeah, fried like a damn
hamburger.
Yeah, and they were awesome. Damn, Fast Mart Massaponics used to sell them back in the day.
Man, I miss Fast Mart macaroni and cheese.
I can still get it. We got one out of like 15 Fast Marts out here that still has that deli.
Or Fast Mart's potato wedges.
Best damn tater wedges and fried chicken I've ever had. And I've had a lot of chicken from different restaurants.
Because my nanny used to work at a Fast Mart. And man, them tater wedges.
Yeah. You could dip your roll they give you just in the grease from the tater wedges and chicken and make it taste good. They're greasy, but damn if they ain't good.
Of course, that grease has been there for a long time.
And
so good.
Probably.
The grease has been there for ages.
To this day, Fast Mart's a different location has the same damn tasting chicken. It's Red's now. It's got a name. It's Red's Chicken. I think, well, 2 D's, shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Everybody go out and get some Fast Mart chicken.
And that damn pizza joint across from the Capital One Center in Chinatown, D.C. Fuel.
Oh, yeah, that place is fucking amazing.
Yes, sir. And I'm not a fan of the old Indian Acres place anymore, but if you're in the damn campground, try the Snack Shack. The Snack Shack isn't as good as it used to be, though. When Brandy Farmer was running that place, it was amazing. Best damn steak and cheese subs in the world. You know you want one of Brandy's steak and cheeses.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take her steak and cheese any day.
I saw her the other night. Seems to be doing good. I didn't want to put this on here, but we just had to deal with a family funeral, and she showed up, showed her respects, and oh yeah, she's doing great.
And I'll be at funeral Saturday.
Yeah, I want to make that one, man. But with going to one just like 2 days ago, I can't make another road trip. Just too much, man. But here's the meat. I sounded wrong. Here's the Mr. Fields.
Robert Fields.
Yes, sir. Robert Meat Fields.
To meat.
No.
You always knew him as meat.
Go ahead and laugh at me, boy. It's okay.
I would too. Of course, he didn't wear nothing but fucking sweatpants.
That's exactly why they kept falling off.
Shorts.
Never saw shorts, but the sweatpants. Hell, I wish I could get away with wearing sweatpants. They're comfortable as hell.
I wish I could wear sweatpants at work.
That's what I'm saying, man. You get to be in your mid-30s, damn, belts and tighter clothes, man, they hurt like hell, make you miserable. And I ain't even old.
Especially when they're digging into your sides and shit.
Yeah, man. And then if you carry, you got all that extra weight right there inside your belt. Ooh, that hurts.
And also, remember, kids, shoot your local heroin dealer.
Damn it, man. Well, this episode ain't about the Sumla Slam. It's,
Sumla Slam. He never got back to me because I wanted to interview Sumla Slam, kid.
It's about the Steel Reserve, man. I wonder if I could get this damn song.
Let's start a stable called the Steel Reserve.
I'm going to try to play a song here on my laptop real quick before we do decide to end this. Might make a friend mad at me, so we're not going to put sponsors on this night's show. Because I'm friends with the man that sings it, and I have not asked at all. And I don't want to get in trouble legally or lose a friend. So I may just play a clip of it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Give me just a minute. Let me make sure we're still recording. Yes, sir. We doing good. I fucking love this laptop. I was doing our old shows on a desktop, man. And anytime I touched the computer, done anything, it would stop recording. Pain in the damn ass. Well, let's see if playing audio will stop it. Can you hear that? Probably not.
I was feeling kind of sporty, sipping on the 40, waiting for her bus to fold.
Easy!
Trying to forget all the memories of a lover that just had to go. Her lovely clothes like a taste of time, getting wasted for her broken heart's wasted me. Well, sure is tough, and I sure had enough.
Since 211's getting me.
That Steel Reserve is reinforcing my heart. I want to keep what's left so she can't tear that apart.
Give me 211. Yeah, boy, that's easy. Well, little ditty called Steel Reserve.
You could ask your permission to play that.
Yeah, I need to do that, but I've already put it in this clip. Matter of fact, I got to find them. I'm banned off of Facebook on my main account for 30 days, and I don't know why. They did not tell me why. They didn't show me a post, a word that was said, nothing. They were just like, you can't post for 30 days. Click here. Fuck, I might as well just get it started.
I got a perma ban once, but I'm not
going to
say why.
As much as I've done, I've had that account since 2009 and not got booted ever permanently.
I got a perma ban.
Jesus, man. Imagine how easy it would react if he had to deal with Facebook every day.
He wouldn't.
Well, but what if he did? Imagine easy on Facebook.
He wouldn't even know how to use the phone.
Yeah, but he imagine if he figured it out, or at least enough to freaking scroll down his newsfeed and get all offended and pissed off. Well, maybe not offended, but pissed off.
Yeah, he would need his own YouTube channel.
Fucking easy, man. On Facebook. Scrolling down, just minding his own business. And he's like, they're banning what? Them motherfuckers. Time to go to Capitol, boys. Get in the truck, boy. Bring your rifles. Bring your shotguns. Boogie! You're in the back.
Yeah, Boogie would be driving.
Somebody had to drive. Shit, Boogie don't drink?
No. Not very much.
Shit, I figured that boy'd be like everyone else. Yeah, he got some years below us. We got some years on him. A few.
A week.
Damn, I thought he was already older than 30, actually.
No, he was born in 90.
Duh. That's why he spoiled. Well, that's why your granddad spoiled him, should I say. Yeah. Not, he was spoiled.
He was pretty much the baby.
Yeah, which is understandable.
he was the youngest of the grandkids. I think he was the youngest of the grandkids.
Yeah, well, too long after great grandkids started happening.
But yeah, I think we should cut this show.
Yeah, man.
We got to get to bed.
Everybody else here around the dumpster fire is ready to go. We've had a good night.
Should we let the dumpster fire burn, or should we
put it out? We're gonna let it burn out by itself. It's low enough, and the wind ain't blowing, and it's raining. All
right.
All right, y'all. Until next time.
All right. Yeah. Until next time. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
And also.
Taters and Ribs Wrestling Podcast.